Hi, this is a dictation call patient Robert Smith. In the damage of the car, patient reported a glass being broken on the passenger side, both windows, front and the back. In addition, patient denies any saddle anesthesia. He denies any sleep disturbance, denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or weakness, lightheadedness, no lethargy. Please review the chart for the details for the rest of the pain symptoms and additional histories and system review, surgical history, allergy history, as well as family history, relationship, disability, and personal history. In the pain, patient has reported pain in the neck is around 4 to 5 without radiation to the upper extremities or any weakness of the upper extremities. No numbness, tingling is reported in the upper extremities. Lower back pain is reported 6 to 7, shooting down to the right leg off and on at least 2 times per day, and it can last for 10 to 15 minutes, especially after prolonged standing. The pains that patient reports are constant, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp. They vary from 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending, and pain is relieved by lying down. It denies any muscle incontinence of the bladder bowel. It denies any muscle weakness, denies any numbness, tingling, pins or needle. And no other treatment has been reported by the patient. No other symptoms are reported. Thank you. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 167 over 113. Pulse 61. Pulse ox is 100. In the, this is a 29-year-old African-American male. He's of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chylomicronemia, and well built, well nourished. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient does appear to be slightly anxious, but not lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk with no limp and is mobile, independent, without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, that is normal. Musculature examination, there is a severe spasm of quadratus lumborum muscle. All the entire both muscles are quite in spasm with tenderness with several trigger points bilaterally. But the trapezius muscle is normal. The rest of the neck muscles are normal, and no other findings. Musculoskeleton examination. In the musculoskeleton inspection, palpation from the template, spine tenderness is located at C4567, L45, and S1, and right SI joint, which are found to be tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5. The trigger points and hypertonicity and tenderness. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40. Extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 40. And bilateral rotation is 60. The lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. Extension is 20. Bilateral side flexion is 20. Bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hofstra sign is negative. The Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Distraction test is positive. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test has found positive at 30 degrees. bilaterally. Cross leg test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. M test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, on the right, sacroiliac joint is found to be tender with positive Faber test, Ganslin test. While distraction test and iliac compression test is negative, standing flexion test was positive. Extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template for the details. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XXT general CNS R51 R42 F41.1 S09.90 XA nerves M79.2 muscles M60.9 ligaments M54.0 in the cervical spine M54.2 M0.20 M54.12 S13.4 XXA number spine M54.551.2754.16 S33.5 XXA SI joint M46.1 and M54.17 S33.5 XXA. Plan of care is from templates. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy for the neck and the lower back is ordered with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program, rehab, thermomodel, it is e-stimulation. And for a severe massage for the quadratus lumborum muscles is ordered. Patient is found, he wants to continue working a light duty, 7 hours, 5 days for 5 pound lifting limit. Medications, patient provided the following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 milligrams 2 times a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 milligrams twice a day for a stomach protection. Tylenol number 3 with codeine, 60 tablets provided for pain relief. Pain relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for radiculopathy pain. Furosets are provided 60 tablet, 1 or 2 PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is provided for the topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, yes. Interventional pain procedure. Trigger point injections were advised to the patient for relief of the back pain. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, case worker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigations. We have ordered an MRI for the lumbar spine to identify the pathology for severe pain and radiculopathy. DMEs. Patient is provided with a back brace, neck brace, tensile unit for further help healing. Education, yes. The weight loss program, sorry. Follow visit in 10 days time, direct contact, yes. Thank you.